And now, the Sandhills' number one morning show, Mornings with the Leader Man, here on Talk 97.3 FM, 104.1 FM, and 990 AM WEEB, and heard and seen around the world at talk973.com.
The best part of waking up is waking up with us.
What if I wanted to break, laugh it all off in your face? What would you do? What if I fell to the floor, couldn't take this anymore? What would you do?
Good morning, Talk 97.3 FM, 104.1 FM, and 990 AM WEEB. Welcome back to Mornings with the Leader Man. My name is Brad LaDronca, filling in for Steve the Leader Man. Alongside me is Moore County's one and only Mr. Stephen Woodward. Good morning again, Stephen.
Good morning, Brad. Good morning, Leader Man. Good morning, everybody, on this tempestuous Tuesday right here in the sunny Sandhills.
Weather for us today here in the Sandhills, you're looking at a high of 70 degrees with a gradual warm-up over the next couple days. Lows this evening, 56 degrees. It is currently nice and clear and sunny outside. Feels like 44 degrees out there with winds coming out of the north at 5 miles an hour. So make sure to bundle up if you're standing in line for the early voting. Just get outside and have a great day. It's going to be a beautiful one out there. All right, Stephen, we're going to jump right into it because we've got a jam-packed, and I mean jam-packed, show here.
By the way, did you just give us the feels-like temperature?
Feels like 44.
Could we have the real temperature?
It's 46 degrees.
Okay, that's the one that I wanted.
Yeah, I mean, you know, feels like, same thing.
Feelings, you know, that's kind of... Not in our repertoire. Okay.
Early voting continues through this Saturday, November the 2nd. You can vote at the Moore County Agricultural Center in Carthage. You can also vote at the Aberdeen Recreation Center down beautiful Highway 1. And hours of operation, 8 a.m. to 7:30 p.m. That's going to run today through Friday. And then this coming Saturday, the final day of early voting, it is 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. If you have not registered to vote, please remember you can still do so during early voting. And also, as your public service announcement, bring your ID with you to vote.
For the love of God, any valid ID with your photo on it.
Yep.
Don't get hung up on a driver's license necessarily. And also, don't forget, there is an election day. We tend to forget that. Tuesday, November 5th, 1 week from today, and you get 13 hours to show up, 6:30 a.m. to 7:30 p.m. It's a beautiful thing.
Perfect. Stephen, you had a couple things that you wanted to clean up or touch on that we didn't get a chance to last half hour before I bring in our special guest for this half hour.
Yes, I did. Brad, and thank you very much. We talked about the poll, the Elon University poll in the first segment, showing Mark Robinson trailing substantially, but you know, we also pointed out that that poll is probably garbage to a degree, given when it was done and the sampling size. But I just wanted to bring to your attention that tomorrow at 5:30, Wednesday, October 30th, Mark Robinson will be making a campaign appearance in his quest for the governorship of North Carolina in Ellerbe, beautiful Ellerbe. Doors open at 4:15. The venue is the Berry Patch in Ellerbe, and then the event will kick off at 5:30. So if you want to make that short trek over to that neck of the woods, that is encouraged. Also, I just wanted to finish the discussion we were having about all of the different ways that the outcome of these elections can be derailed. We talked about the inferno of drop boxes in Oregon and Washington, where they were literally set on fire, destroying hundreds of ballots. Nobody knows whose ballots they were, obviously, so those will not be recovered. We talked about Nevada, the Supreme Court saying that, oh, sure, send in your ballots by mail without a postmark up to 3 days after the election day, and we're going to count them. That sounds like a recipe for some kind of shenanigans. And then last but not least, in Pennsylvania right now, they're struggling with a situation where they've got their Secretary of State or their state board in Pennsylvania saying that the people who are not registered Pennsylvania citizens, not registered to vote, who live abroad, who live overseas, even if they're not planning to return to the United States at any time in the foreseeable future, are eligible to receive absentee ballots and send them back.
Yeah.
Even though we don't even know who they are.
Yeah.
That could be as many as 15,000 people. And you know, in razor thin elections, 15,000 is a lot of votes. So keep an eye on Pennsylvania too, even though the rate at which early voting is occurring there is phenomenal, as it is in so many of these states at the moment. So
okay,
that about wraps me up.
All right. In studio with us today, I have a very special guest, Mr. William Dean, who is the founder and operator of Flowland and N2 Flow Skateboards. He is also the founder of Skaters for More, a nonprofit organization that has been raising money over the last couple of years to help build the new skate park here in Southern Pines. William, thanks for joining us today.
Thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
I wanted to bring you in today because you do have a fundraising event coming up this weekend, a cook-off competition, a chicken wing cook-off and chili competition. Is that right?
No chili, just chicken wing? Just chicken wing cook-off. Yep.
Okay.
It's going to be held over at the Southern Pines Brewing Company on Air Tool Road, 565 Air Tool Road, at their main facility over there. We've got 25 competitors that are going to be battling it out for $1,000 in cash prizes. We've got 45 craft and professional commercial vendors. We've got a family fun area. We've got a pop-up skate park, live music. I mean, it is an event. We're hoping to reach the numbers last year, but we had about 2,500 in attendance last year, and so we're hoping for the same. And Southern Pines Brewing has been gracious enough to host it again, and so we'll be serving up some chicken wings and some really good beer.
Okay, so this is going to be the second year of doing that. Now, do you have an idea of how much you were able to actually raise off of last year's to kind of put towards this fund?
Yeah, so last year we raised just under $22,000 for the day. So it was a really good day. And, I mean, that kicked off, it just kind of gave us some enthusiasm amongst our ranks. And then it turned out to be a great day. And it's looking like it's going to be another great day for weather on this Saturday as well. So we're looking forward to having all of Moore County out to help build the park.
Now, obviously, the park is already under construction. You broke ground on that, about a month ago or so, a couple weeks ago?
We broke ground right towards the end of September, about a month ago, yeah. It's been a little over a month. Got five or six professionals from down in Florida that have come up and are staying with us and building the park, and expecting to be done about the first week of December at this point.
Okay, and what other ways can people kind of help to, donate to the nonprofit to help with this construction? Because obviously it's already started, but you're still needing to raise money. How much more are you trying to raise at this point, I guess?
Sure. Well, right now our overall goal was $400,000. The Convention and Visitors Bureau here awarded us a grant last year, which was a matching grant for $200,000. So we are currently about we're still about $20,000 short on that goal.
Okay.
We're hoping that the fundraiser this weekend obviously chips away at that. With the situation going on in Western North Carolina, we decided to give 50% of everything we raised this weekend to an organization called Beloved Asheville.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to stroke a check at after the event's done, send it off to them. We thought it was the right thing to do. It was hard to beg for donations for a skate park when so many people are suffering up there, and obviously those people still have a great need. So we're going to give 50% of everything we raise this weekend to that organization. So that cuts into what we had originally planned and for. So we're still looking to raise funds. We're still looking for individual donors. We're still looking for, any company, corporation, and philanthropist that would like to get involved in this project that's going to have a life of 25 or 30 years at this point. So it's going to be around for a while.
So how if somebody wanted to donate directly to you guys, how would they get a hold of you or, to make a donation? How would somebody go about doing that?
If you would like to get in touch with us, you could go to skatersforMoore.org. There's information, contact information on there to reach myself and our organization. We are a 501c3 organization, so every donation made obviously is tax deductible. And that would be the way.
All right. So obviously, as I've stated a couple times here, construction is already underway. When are we expecting it to be done? When are you kind of hoping that it'll be open, ready to go? And what kinds of, equipment is going to be kind of allowed on the property for this?
So right now, as far as construction is concerned, we are expecting to be done about the end of November, maybe first week of December, depending on weather, rain, that type of thing. If we get a cold snap in between now and then, which I doubt, but if we get a cold snap, that can kind of slow concrete curing and things along those lines. So about the first week of December, we'll have a ribbon cutting ceremony, and just as long as Town of Southern Pines has all their ducks in a row as far as insurance and signage and all the things that need to happen for a skate park to be functional, then we will we'll be open for business for then. And what we basically do is we will hand the park over to the Town of Southern Pines, and it is a Town of Southern Pines facility at that point.
Okay.
At that point, as things stand right now, we will be welcoming all small-wheeled, non-motorized vehicles, skateboards, roller skates, scooters, roller blades, things along those lines will be allowed at the park at this time.
Perfect. So, yeah, you answered one of the questions that I had following up was what happens once it's finally built, and you said the town of Southern Pines is going to take that over, and it becomes an entity, I guess, of Southern Pines.
Correct.
It is going to be located, I don't know if I've mentioned it yet, but it is in Memorial Park, right there off of Morganton Road. So going forward then, what is the Skaters for More Foundation going to do to kind of, you know, continue raising funds? What kinds of things do you have or vision for the future of Skaters for More into continuing to spread the awareness of this project?
Right. Well, Skaters for More originally was founded, obviously, to build the skate park, but we also wanted to promote the positive aspects of skateboarding and action sports in general. Just getting kids out, you know, promoting outdoor recreation, getting them off those phones and off the couches and outside. And we've seen a lot of positive you know, it cuts down on obesity, keeps kids away from drugs and things along those lines. So what we want to do is we want to continue to promote those positive aspects of the sport. And I mean, it's an Olympic sport now, so we, you know, we might have a kid in a cul-de-sac right now that might be an Olympian in a few years.
Yeah.
Because we've been able to give them this facility, to a safe spot for them to go out and practice their sport of choice. What we will do moving forward, of course, if we have any funds left over, or as we continue to raise funds going into 2025 and beyond, our hope is to be able to continue to promote that positive aspect of the sport by having summer camps, being able to buy equipment for kids that, you know, can't afford it, just to continue to promote those positive aspects and keep kids active in the community, and also continue to have events, whether it be a skateboard contest, bringing, you know, pro skaters into the area or things along those lines. So we also would like to bring folks from outside of Moore County in and show them the positive aspects of it as well.
Yeah. Now, I mean, I'm a huge proponent of getting the community involved, things that kids can do. I mean, it helps them. It keeps them away from, you know, doing bad things,
sure,
you know, turn into crime, turn into drugs, turn into whatever,
right,
you know. Also nowadays, kids spend so much time inside and on their computers and tablets and stuff like that,
exactly,
that this is a good way to do it. And I know for, you know, my lifetime, skateboarders always had a negative stigma, you know, kind of attached to it. But I grew up in an area in Michigan where my town built a skate park 20 plus years ago. And it every time I go back home to visit my family, I always kind of drive past there and see it. And I mean, it's fully packed all the time. And I think it's a great thing. It's a good thing for the community. It's a great thing for, you know, to get the youth outside and doing things, so on and so forth. Steven, did you have any questions or anything that, you know, kind of sparked your interest in this conversation?
Yeah, I'd be curious to know, you know, do you find that this kind of effort to build a one facility, does this generally lead to a more of an open dialogue on other potential ways that we can use funding and grants and whatnot to further invigorate the community, to give children more options?
Sure. I think just by our example alone, I mean, obviously there are a ton of outdoor activities that kids can do, and it's not just baseball, soccer, or basketball. And so I think as we've raised this money, come together as a community to get something built that's going to be here again for 25, 30 plus years, I think it does lead to, you know, maybe sparking other ideas where, you know, people will build other types of community run activities or what have, yes, you. Of course, we hope to, you know, we would love for Aberdeen to build a small spot, or Pinehurst to invest in a small skateboard spot, because skateboarding, although the popularity ebbs and flows with it in the with it in the Olympics now, I think it's here to stay. And giving your constituents more outdoor activity, which I've been a lifelong resident of Moore County, other than a few stints in New Jersey chasing a girl. But
and that's another show altogether.
Yeah, a whole other thing. Yeah. But I guess my point is you know, I've seen the positive aspects of it, and I've seen you know, how what it can do for kids in general, as we have been in this business for a long time. And I really would hope that Aberdeen, Pinehurst, some of the other communities would open their eyes to serving those constituents outside of just the, you know, the typical sports that you see in a community.
And getting back to your fundraiser this Saturday, and by the way, I checked that the temperature is going to be a high of 68 under partly cloudy skies, so it's beautiful,
a beautiful yeah.
conditions. That's the real temperature, 68.
Yep.
Feels like
69 and a half. But I'm intrigued by the fact that there are 25 chicken wing aficionados gathering. I just didn't know we had that level of chicken wing intensity in the area.
Well, some are professionals for sure. We've got Kickback Jacks, who won our People's Choice last year. They're coming back. They're going to be cooking up a lot of wings, but I also recruited my wife, who has been testing chicken wing recipes all week. So we've got families that have come together. We've got other skateboard shops from around North Carolina that are coming in and testing things out. I think the person who won the best chicken wing recipe last year, judge's choice, I guess, if you will, was just a couple. Was a friend of another nonprofit that we work with. That came in, and they cooked some really fantastic wings.
I mean, the thing. You never know that there's a pit master right around the corner. You never.
That's
sometimes
right.
It's a revelation. They step forward and win the big title. So, yeah.
Well, I'll give you my secret to my chicken wings. And I can't eat chicken wings anywhere else now because of what I've done.
Uh-huh.
So I will take...
You mean anywhere other than your own home?
Anywhere other than my own home. So what I do is I take chicken wings,
mm-hmm.
I put them in a crock pot for 4 hours,
okay.
Let them, you know, simmer in there, and then I'll take them out and I'll put them in my air fryer for another 20 minutes, and they come out, the skin is crispy, but everything falls completely off of the bone.
Mm.
It is amazing. I mean, the bone is clean, and you can eat every single piece of that chicken wing, where normally you go to a restaurant or whatever and the ends of the chicken wings are so like
burnt
and, you know, fatty and gristly, and you just can't eat it.
A lot of work.
Yeah, so literally I can't eat chicken wings from anywhere else. I've kind of overdone it to myself, so to speak. Of
well, would it kill you to bring in a sampling some morning? I mean, we could.
Well,
have
why aren't you competing this weekend?
Yeah.
I don't know.
We have spots.
maybe there's an air fryer restriction or something. Maybe it's old school.
Just got to cook it on site. That's all our restrictions are. Yeah.
I don't have a big enough air fryer. It would, you know, I can only do like a dozen at a time, otherwise it just doesn't, you know, doesn't work out.
Right.
But no, I mean, it's awesome. So are there going to be other like food truck vendors and stuff like that?
Yeah, we've got a couple other food trucks for those non-chicken wing lovers. I believe Ruckus Kitchen and Wita's Wood Fire Pizza will be out there. We will have some vendors that will be serving up some sweet goods, funnel cakes and all those type of things. So we'll have some obviously some other options. Southern Pines Brewing will be serving up all their good beer and cocktails out there, and they're actually donating a portion of the proceeds that they raised throughout the day to us. And so yeah, there'll be a lot of variety. We've got a lot of good musical acts. We've got Jeremy Robinson and his son. We've got Scarlett Tantrum, who is a local a young lady that's on the rise in this area. Several other musical acts as well, and it's just going to be a great day of fun. You know, we were pleasantly surprised last year when we had so many people show up, and I think it's just because it's a good community driven event. Lots of variety, lots of craft vendors, and just a lot of something for the whole family. So
that being said, you should repeat the hours for Saturday.
The hours are from 12 to 6 6 p.m. Okay. I do recommend getting there early. What we found last year, and it was our first year, some of our competitors ran out of wings early, so we raised the minimums, and we've got certain, you know, we expect to be cooking on site 8,000 plus wings. So,
oh my God,
we're hoping that we'll have enough for everybody, but that is going to be an interesting thing there. And again, 12 to 6, music will run throughout the day. You get there at 12, you can jump right in and start eating some wings and hanging out.
So who's actually judging these wings? Is it yourself and some others, or who's the judges?
No, I'll be running around like a headless chicken most of the day. So I think I ate 4 wings last year.
Okay,
if that gives you any idea of what I had to go through. But we actually have a pit master that's coming in from out of town that was with us last year. I have a master celebrity chef that he's cooked for some, you know, for some rock stars and things that's coming in. And we have a couple of local celebrities. We've got a couple of realtors and a couple other local. We've got Phil Wirtz from the CVB who was so generous with their grant. He's going to be a judge this year, and several others. So we got a panel of about 10 that'll sit back there and debate and eat all the wings and blind taste test them and come out at the end, and we'll have a best. I think we're gonna have a hottest wing. We'll have the judge's choice best wing, and then we'll have the people's choice.
So now when the people come out there, that it's free to taste test any of the wings. Is that right? Or are they having to buy them? How is that actually going to go for you to raise the money, I guess?
So the fundraising end of that part is you'll buy tickets, and each ticket will be worth one wing. So you can buy, you know, you can buy 5 tickets, you can buy 10 tickets, you can buy 50 tickets.
Okay.
And so obviously the more tickets you buy, the cheaper it gets per wing. But basically you'll go around to each competitor. You'll give one ticket. One ticket equals one wing, and then you'll get to taste that. So you can kind of spread your tickets out amongst all the competitors.
You know, and if I could segue what you mentioned about donating to the relief efforts in Western NC, there are two ongoing relief efforts that I wanted to highlight before we leave you this morning. One of them is SavageFreedoms.com. That is being operated by a fabulous retired Green Beret named Adam Smith in the Black Mountains region, which encompasses communities like Chimney Rock and Little Switzerland and Lake Lure. And then there is a second one. It has a name that sort of reads like a spy novel, Reformed Operational Detachment Alpha, also known as ROTA. That's being operated by one of our locals here. And that one you can access their GoFundMe account. Search R-O-D-A, and they're focusing on Yancey and Mitchell counties in sort of that area between Asheville and Boone, up in the northwest corner there. Just because you've never heard of some of these towns and counties doesn't mean the need is not just as dire. So please keep these folks in your prayers, and please keep the funding heading out west. Thank you.
Well, William, thank you for coming in and spending some time with us. Give us a reminder again about where and what you're doing this weekend.
So thanks again for having us. We are doing the second annual Lip Rippin' Chicken Wing Cook-Off. It's going to be held at Southern Pines Brewing Company on Air Tool Road, or Air Tool Drive. I always get it mixed up. But anyway, we'll be going from 12 to 6 this Saturday. Come out, bring the whole family. It'll be fun for the kids and grandma too, so just as long as she's got teeth to eat chicken wings.
Alright, sounds good. From me, Stephen Woodward, thank each and every one of you for tuning in today. William, thank you for stopping by and visiting with us.
Thank you.
And I hope each and every one of you out there in Moore County makes it over to see William. We will talk to you again tomorrow morning for another episode of Mornings with the Leader Man.
You'd better be laughing.
So, what have we learned? Heck, I don't know. But this is one crazy show. Bye now.
Cut, cut. That's it. Go home, everybody. None of this ever happened.
Well, y'all come back now, you hear?
I think we're through here.
Yeah, man. Thank you very much, man. That's pretty much all I got, man.
Okay, class dismissed.
record!
Well, let me tell you something. Everything comes to an end.
Broadcasting from the top of the North Carolina Sandhills, 97.3 FM, 104.1 FM, and 990 AM, WEEB, Southern Pines, Pinehurst,